It's presented with the bill to the speaker. If there happens to be something wrong with the ballot, we'll fill out a problem batch sheet and what we've brought up here to the different trays. Sometimes there's precincts that are you recording?
Audio.
Was that part of the training? Was that part of the...
No, there's no pictures allowed. I know that. Okay. I'm not going to take a picture of a ballot. Perfect. I'm just trying to listen to what you're
Thank
saying.
Thank you. If there's a ballot that's mixed in with the wrong precinct, it'll go and find a home. So what happens is we'll sort it with the rest of the ballots to the correct precinct.
Okay.
If there's a tear on it, we'll tape it, make sure it's presentable to go through the scanner. If somebody signs their ballot, that has to be duplicated, so that there's a process for that. We pull those out, we batch them in 50s, we print another ballot, and it's duplicated. There's ballots that are called orphans, which means there's one page of the ballot that's missing, or two pages maybe.
Right. Do you have a two-page ballot?
We have here. Yes, we have two-page, we have a one-page, we have two-page.
Oh, you do have multiple different
ones. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I think we may have a three-page ballot in maybe in Costa Mesa, maybe one of the languages, because Costa Mesa had a lot of measures on their ballot. But that's, I don't believe we have a four-page ballot.
So do the, can I just ask you some questions?
Sure, sure.
Okay. Do you, when the ballots come in,
mm-hmm.
they come in the envelopes, right?
Right.
And then at that point in time, what do you do with them? Do you sort them by precinct or what?
So the ballots are, when they come in, they're scanned through. So they're scanned when they come out and scanned when they're brought back in.
Is there a machine that you're using for that?
Yeah, that'll be in the Pitney Bowes room.
Okay.
I don't have access to that room.
Okay, well, that's enough. I know what that machine is.
And then from there, it'll go to our data entry team, which they signature verify.
Yeah.
From there, they're brought back to the sorters. They're sorted by precinct, which is over here. We have the sorters in the cage. And then from there, they're taken to the extractor, so they slice them and extract the ballot out of them. The envelopes are put into a large box, which we will process also. We go through the empty envelopes to make sure there's nothing left behind.
Right.
From there, they're put into trays by precinct, and this is where they end up here.
Okay.
From here, with the good ballots, we'll take them to, these are called ballot processors, so they'll sort them by their precinct, the first two numbers of the precinct.
Uh-huh.
They'll roll them to get them prepared for the scanner, so they go into the scanner easily. That's it.
Okay, and, okay, now, if there's a problem that's detected on the ballots,
mm-hmm.
what kind of actions are taken at that point?
So they'll report the problem on the problem batch sheet. They'll bring it up here. They'll be
on
sorted.
A batch, by a problem, what do, the,
a problem batch sheet. So this is like a batch sheet. So here's one.
So let's say they're going through, is that a batch or do they separate out of?
They're in precinct. They're in precinct order.
Okay, so they keep those together?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then if there's any problem in that set of ballots for the precinct,
mm-hmm.
then it would become a problem batch.
Right, right. So then they'll put the precinct number, they'll label the table number, the precinct, which extractor it came out of, if it was ripped or something, sliced, we need to adjust the extractor.
Mm-hmm.
So this one was, they reported it was to be due. When it was processed through our ballot processors, they didn't know it doesn't have to be duped, it can be taped. So they adjusted it's to be taped. I tape it. If it's too far gone, then it needs to be duped.
Okay, by taping, you mean physically repairing the ballot?
Yep.
Okay. Is there any whiting out of the ballots
no.
going on? Do you
no.
use white out tape?
No. No.
Do you enhance the marking on the ballots? Do you see if it's a check mark and turn it into a box?
No. No.
Okay, so you're not looking at the ballots for voter intent and changing it at all?
We don't change the ballot. If somebody marks two on there and they indicate on the ballot that this one's yes,
yeah.
when that's brought into the scanners, there's people called resolvers. So they would resolve that in the scanner, and we don't do that. We can't touch the ballots.
Okay, so do you know what the resolvers do?
They resolve it.
What does that mean?
They do the voter intent. I don't.
Okay, so let's say a ballot comes in that has, you know, one thing checked and then like it's crossed out and the other one is checked. And so that means the voter intent, it probably wouldn't go through the scanner correctly. And so then
what? Yeah, the scanner will catch that as an overvote. So the person that's scanning that, it'll come up on the screen, and they can see what the voter intent was. If the voter intended, the voter usually will mark on the ballot, this is the one I wanted.
Okay, so are you using only paper ballots in this county? Let's say primarily. Primarily paper ballots, as most people vote on a paper ballot.
Right now we have more people voting by mail than we do electronic.
This is a vote by mail,
yes.
So
mm-hmm.
It's all paper.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. So, okay, that clarifies that question. So you don't, so it's a resolver, okay, and when they go through the resolving process, it's part of the scanning, so they might get it, you said they get it up on the screen, they can look at it, and they can change what the vote is. Is that like one person does that, or do you have a couple people looking at it?
I don't know how many resolvers are in there.
I don't know how that works. Okay. Who would know that question just so I know?
You can, if you see Neil, you can ask him. Otherwise, you can email our webmaster, or if I see somebody that may be able to answer that question, I'll send him to you. Do you know
what the equipment is that you're using for scanning?
No.
Okay. Do you know what the equipment is that you're using for extracting?
I don't know what it is. No, it's just the extractor.
Okay. Okay, so if they see a problem, let's go over this, make sure I get it, because this is the, they see a problem, and then at this stage, it's only usually a ripped ballot or something physical about the ballot. Is that right? It's not the marking on the ballot.
Well, somebody can sign their name, and that has to be duplicated.
Signing it. Do they look for... write-ins at this point?
Yes.
They look for write-ins. Those are then become a problem ballot.
No.
What happened? The write-in
goes through. It's a write-in.
Anybody can write anything if it's a write-in.
No, it's processed as a regular ballot. Okay. And that is resolved in the scanning room.
Ah.
They have a list of the official write-ins at each scanning station.
Okay. All right. Okay, so again, if they find one of the ballots in the batch, do they keep it in the location where they found it, or do they like move it to the top or something so that you can find the one that's bad?
It's batched with its own separate batch sheet.
Oh, it becomes a separate batch.
Yeah. So they'll have a pile of good ballots, and then a pile of the problem ones, and then they'll itemize them on the batch sheet.
And then those are kept together. So
yes.
There's the good ones and the bad ones kept together, then moved over here.
Right.
Then you go over yourself.
Brent Adams, please come to the front office. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. So they're brought up here.
Yes.
Yes. So we have this problem. These are for the problem ballots, and then the good ones go in here. So the problem ballots, they get itemized right here when they're so they enter into the computer what the problem was, which precinct it was. It goes in this basket. The ballot processors will separate them into the bin. So that's it.
And then they're reunited with the precinct at some point?
Yes.
They're reunited with the precinct?
Well, the scanners, I think, have the capability of doing that. We try to keep them with their precinct, but ultimately the scanner can reunite them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because now, are you familiar with anything to do with 1% manual tally?
I don't. That's not my...
Not your area.
Yeah,
okay.
After we're done with here, the boards still do it, but somebody else comes over for that process. Mm-hmm. And that's done after the election, of course. At this point,
I wanted to find out if you were sorting them into the precincts, because that's kind of important if they're going to do it by precinct, to be able to have them in precinct versus batches.
They're all sorted by precinct. That's what all these are. See the little sticky numbers? Those are all precincts.
How many precincts do you have?
I think we have 55.
That's all? 55, really?
Well, there's different, each city has its own precinct. So within those cities, there's the different precincts. We're just batching by the first two. But the scanners they read the precinct, the whole precinct. We're just batching them by the first two here, and then when they go inside there.
Oh, okay. So you're not actually sorting them by precinct. You're sorting them by a group of precincts.
They're sorting them by precincts here. They get sorted by the groups here.
Okay. So now, so they're sorted by precinct, and then they're piled up into piles on this table.
Yeah, with the precincts together within the pile.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
I know.
But the key thing is that they are sorted by precinct and they're kept together. So you have
absolutely.
More than 45 precincts.
Right.
Because
right.
within each precinct number that you have here, you might have maybe, well, how many digits is it?
They range from four to five.
Okay, so it could be quite a few. Well,
four to actually six.
Do you actually have 45 groups? So maybe you have 40 precincts in each one. Maybe
I don't know. It varies by city. It varies by how many precincts we need to have in the city.
Okay, but what's your guess on an average?
Like, I don't know.
Well,
is it
somewhere around 40, do you think?
I don't know.
More than 100? More than 1,000?
I don't know.
You wouldn't know that if it was 1,000 of you.
I don't know. That's how I just, you know maps would probably know that better than me. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think I like what I see here, and I've got my answers, my questions answered. I thank you very much for your help.
Problem.
Thank you.
Thank you. I brought out chairs for you in case you want.
No, I can see very quickly what you're doing, and I had those specific questions, so I know what you're doing.
Okay.
And that's what I wanted to come and see, is to see exactly how you're processing them at this stage, because a lot of cities are doing it by batch, and then they can't do the 1% manual tally correctly. Because they don't have them sorted by precinct.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's
so that's key for them, for you guys to be sorting it by precinct if you're going to do that. Can you, is it possible now, are they doing any, let me ask you this question. Are they doing any scanning yet?
Yes, of course. Yes. They scan them in. I can show you that.
Yeah, let's do that.
I can't go into the scanning room, but I can, it's all glass.
Well, that's all right.
You've probably seen it when you came in.
No, I didn't actually look in there, so.
Okay.
I don't think they took me in that route.
Just be careful.
Okay, bad table.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, these are the scanners.
Okay.
So the batch sheets on them are the different precincts.
Okay, so it looks like you have, in this room, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 scanners, and right now you have 3 operators scanning them. It looks like they have a pretty big input hopper, and they go in the bottom and come out the top.
Yep.
And then,
so you can see the gentleman over here.
Yes.
Did you see that the
screen?
And
he's looking at the screen.
Yep.
So he is. Those are going by pretty fast. One, two, like they're going ding, 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 ding. Those are pretty fast coming. Now, is he supposed to be able to catch voter intent when those go by?
The scanner will pick it up.
Oh, the scanner picks it up. Okay, so it's an overvote.
If it's an overvote.
Then it stops it?
Yeah.
I see. And then those scanners are connected to a like central tabulator or something, or how do you happen to know that?
I don't. I apologize.
Okay, that's all right. Happy for you to say you don't know rather than make up an answer.
Yeah. I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't even know what to make up.
Okay, so what are the people doing here?
So they're doing another sort of this. They're actually rolling them, getting them prepped to be
getting them flattened.
Yep, that's
okay.
Right.
You're welcome to join us.
I know. I'm getting the urge to join in, just but I know they won't allow that. So, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interact with people. No, I'm just kidding.
the language ballots are in a different database, so they're kept. So they're doing right now only language.
Are they?
Because they have to keep.
Are the ballots? Do the, no, you probably don't know that. I won't ask a question. Okay, so I see the same kind of numbers up there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
41. Well, it goes, I see 25 is the lowest number. Well, no, they started.
Yeah, they started actually 02.
They start at 2, mm-hmm. and they go up to, it looks like 75.
70. Yeah, I thought we went up to 77.
Are those the groups? Those are all the groups.
Those are the groups, yep.
Okay.
Those are the groups. So those are the first two batch numbers.
The first two numbers of the batch
mm-hmm.
of these.
The
now, is that the sequence number or is that the actual?
That's the actual first two of the precinct.
Of the precinct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then they're batched together in there. So you see how she's making the pile? They're still within their, they're within the 32s, but within that batch, there's, the precincts are still kept together.
Okay, so these are, I see that they're actually, those are separate precincts, but they're putting them into a batch with the same first two digits.
Right, right. But within the within that precinct stack, they're
in order.
Together, yeah.
Uh-huh. So if you wanted to retrieve the precincts, you could do it fairly easily.
Yeah. What happens is they, when we do the 1%, they lay out all the batches, all the ballot stacks. So it's a very, we have tables just set up for like a mile long with all of them set up in there.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you have people that are pulling the ballots out of the stack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The group stack,
mm-hmm.
the precinct that you need,
mm-hmm.
and then going through all the group stacks and uniting those into the precinct that you're going to be tallying.
That's
right?
Correct.
Okay. Now you do the all of the vote by mail.
Yes.
That's your
mm-hmm.
and you do the early vote by mails that they're doing now before the election
mm-hmm.
day. And then there's some still that are left over,
mm-hmm.
right? After the election, there's a whole bunch that are left over.
Yeah, we have some that are dropped off at the polls, and then we have that three-day rule where we can still...
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that, like, as of election... Well, it's going to take a while because you got a whole big chunk that come in on election day itself.
Yes.
And the ones that are allowed to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's about a little over half, or is it? Do you have a perception about how many there are? In the second set?
No, I don't think it's not half, no.
Okay.
There's a large chunk that gets handed in at the polls. It's a big chunk, but
yes.
it's okay. not.
And then, you've done this before, right?
Yes.
Okay. How long does it take to go through the process of signature verification, opening them, you know, cutting them open and so forth and getting them up and then going through the scanner?
We pick them up in the morning. They're being extracted by the afternoon. That when those ballots come in for data entry, mm-hmm. when they're ready to do sig check, that's they stop what they're doing and they handle them right away.
Do you know how many people do the signature checking offhand?
No, you're welcome to walk back in that area. It's that, see where, do you see the banner up on the wall?
Way over there.
Yeah, that's the area. That's where they do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So is it, so they do the signature check. You think that when the big chunk comes in on election day, they can get it done in a day?
We don't, on election day, it's kind of everybody's
crazy
everywhere.
Yeah
so... That's, you know, when it's in a big chunk like that, of course, it's going to take
a few days.
Yeah. So when we get the mail, it's, I mean, I think the largest we've had is like 45,000 in one pickup. So, I mean, it just depends upon how big the batch is, but
okay,
we try to get it, you know, when we pick up the mail, we try to get it done that day. As far as getting them extracted and put into the trays, that may in the
days.
Morning, you know.
Oh, just we're, the
morning. We're yeah, we're it's
the best.
A, yeah, we're quick.
So pretty much you could guarantee within a week, right? They would be processed. You think a week after
we
election day?
Yeah, we try to get them done as quickly as we can. So it just all
maybe
depends
a week
upon
or so. Okay.
You know.
All right. I'm just trying to get an idea. It doesn't take 15 or 20 days or you know, nearly the whole time that you have,
right,
anything like
yeah.
that. I mean, it's done close to the... When do you normally start the 1% manual tally, though? Right day after the one day after the election?
No, it's...
You try to get all these vote-by-mail ballots in?
I think at the primary it was done... yeah, we get all the vote-by-mails in first. So it was about a week after.
So you do it after the vote-by-mails are in. That's good. And then what about provisionals? How are those handled? Do you know?
Those are processed. We start on those right away as far as organizing.
Those go through your shop here?
Not processing them, sorting them between the paper and electronic, and then sorting them into their precinct. From there, they're brought back to do signature checking. I don't know if they do it before we get them or after, but no, they're done after because
after the vote by mail because they have to check to see if they
voted
right.
So I sort them into their precinct, and then Neil says, hey, I want this precinct done. We'll move them back to data entry. That's when they'll process them.
Okay.
But as far as getting them organized and batching the precinct, that's done right away. I mean, we are very busy with that.
It would seem that maybe very soon after you get done with the vote by mail processing, and I know there's 3 days after the election, they can still mail them in, and like, is it 8 days they can do the signature thing if they don't happen to sign it? That's one of the things that you catch. Is it the
We don't do that. That's
that comes before you get to you.
Yeah, before they get
still
to
in the envelope. Mm-hmm. They check that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good. Still more questions. Okay. So I depleted what I had right now, but it seems like I say thank you, and then I got a few more. Okay. I think I'm, like I said, I'm really happy with what I see here. I think you guys are doing a great job. I think the workers generally always do a good job at these things. Are you going to be operating around the clock, do you think, at election night? Do you go through the morning?
Yeah, especially with my unit, because we get all the provisionals and the vote by mails. So we'll be working probably through 3 a.m.
Polls ballots. Are those mostly electronic machines in this county? The polling
yeah.
place?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Do you process those at all?
No, not the electronic.
You don't do any of that?
Mm-hmm. Just the paper.
Okay. All right. So you wouldn't know those questions. All right. Okay. Tell you what, it's been a really productive meeting with you.
Okay, thank you.
So I will get out of your hair. Thank you very much.
Alrighty, no problem. Are you going to be leaving this area?
I think so, yeah. You can let me out. I've seen, and you've been so good at answering my questions that I...
Thank you, you're my first observer. This election.
Okay. Well, I'm actually from San Diego, so...
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I get to compare.
Nice. All right, and then like I said, if you had any questions when they're doing the signature verification,
well,
that's where it'll be over here.
What we want to do is participate, get people to participate in the random selection process, and that's the main thing we want to do, because
okay.
we think that's really critical. And then the 1% manual tallying, make sure it's being done right. We would like all the ballots included in the selection process.
Okay.
You know, the vote by mails, both be early and later,
mm-hmm.
and the provisionals
okay.
should all be included. And that's our goal, is to make sure that they're all the ballots are sampled
right.
equally.
Right.
Good. I'm glad you agree with me.
No, I see where you're, yeah, I understand.
That's our whole trip right now. Okay, so how do I leave?
Oh.
How do I leave? I wouldn't know which way to go. I was going to go that way.
People get lost in here all the time.
I know. If you work here, you know it by heart.
Yeah, because we always have people going in here trying to leave, so
yeah. It's just the door. And now, what was your name again?
Juliana.
Thank you, Juliana.
Nice to meet you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I don't recall that.